Our stove lost a burner a while back, and although usually I'd try to fix it myself, I decided the old girl wasn't worth even the cost of a replacement burner. So when the oven started overheating by 75 degrees at 350, burning whatever we baked, I guess I could have replaced the gizmo that substitutes as a thermostat, but it isn't a thermostat. Another 50-buck item, about 40 bucks more than the stove is worth. A house call by an appliance repairman has always been out of the question, the closest one being about $50 away. Once I tore down a clothes dryer right on the sidewalk outside the appliance dealer's shop in downtown Mount Vernon. When I couldn't figure out how to install a newly purchased used part, Tim the repairman came out and mentored me. Figured, I guess, anyone this desperate or poverty-stricken or stupid probably needed compassion and help both. One of my bandmates, Monica, said she was purchasing a gas range and I could have her fairly new electric one for free. I offered to pay her, but she insisted. So yesterday I borrowed a dolly from a neighbor and drove over to pick up my almost new Frigidaire ceramic top electric stove, happy as a dodo over my good fortune. Free is my favorite price. So I got the stove on the dolly, strapped it in with not one, but two ropes, then headed for the truck. Monica's porch was really narrow, so I went to wheel it around and go down the steps, but, well, I misjudged the edge, dropped one wheel over the step, and lost the stove down the stairs. It landed with a bang and the sick sound of glass breaking. The glass was the ceramic stovetop. Of course, I was pissed at myself. Of course, I felt like the kid who broke his best Christmas toy taking it out of the package. Of course, I loaded the wreckage into my truck and drove the ruined stove home. Of course, I Googled up replacement tops, and yeah, of course, they were way expensive. And of course, I Googled used ones on eBay, and they were a fortune, too. So, of course, I went straight to the dump and paid $22.50 to dispose of my now useless range. I went to Craigslist looking for a cheap stove. Not free, but hopefully cheap. Found one, but never got an answer from the seller, so after an hour or so, I drove 40 miles north to the used appliance store, bought a stove for $275, drove it home, dragged it into the house, dragged the old one out, loaded it into my truck, and headed for the dump. The nice lady in the booth said, "Didn't you bring in a stove already today?" I said I had heard there was a two-for-one sale. She was having a bad day, too, so her sense of humor was greatly diminished. Before she could say $22.50, I handed her $22.50. "I guess you know where to drop it," she muttered. I nodded sadly. You could probably guess that when I got home, the cheap Craigslist stove seller had sent me an email saying the thing was available and gave me directions to her place only a couple miles from where the used appliance place was. This is what is called in common parlance, insult to injury. We are now in possession of a pre-1999 white electric, no electronics, coil-top stove with the old three-prong cord that fits our three-prong receptacle. Everything works well. By my reckoning, our free stove only cost us $320 plus the price of gas. This is runaway inflation in anyone's book. Free, like those patriots with the American flag flying ragged on their 4x4 trucks like to say, isn't free. Wish you, 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 wish you.